Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Ojeda. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Ojeda. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Poll. Batting eighth. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Biggio and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball four. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Young moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Doran moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Rafael Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Doran scores. Caminiti goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Astros. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Poll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 5-0, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggio is hit by the pitch. Poll moves to second. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Paul moves to third. Biggio moves to second. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul scores. Biggio scores. Hatcher moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 7-0, Astros. Kevin Tapani now pitching. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1-0. The umpire calls a balk on Tapani. Hatcher scores. Young moves to third. It's 8-0, Astros. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Teufel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Caminiti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Caminiti hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Poll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paul takes first base on ball 4. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biggio is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a line drive towards first. Magadan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Tapani is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tapani hits a line drive into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Caminiti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Keith Miller now playing center field. Mark Carrion now playing left field. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Caminiti hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Poll hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Poll reaches third base with a triple. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Poll. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser is 0-for-1 in the game. Sasser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young who is chasing the ball. Sasser reaches third base with a triple. Teufel scores. It's 9-1. Astros. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sasser scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Astros. Kevin Tapani is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tapani is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Hatcher hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is hit by the pitch. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-2 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 9-3, Astros. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Greg Jeffries now playing third base. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first, with Innes covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Caminiti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Caminiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Caminiti hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Reynolds now playing second base. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Teufel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Teufel hits a pop-up towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Eric Yelding pinch hits for Rafael Ramirez. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yelding hits a pop-up beyond second. Teufel can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pohl is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Paul hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Paul reaches second base with a double. Yelding goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biggio is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Scott is 0-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Louis Meadows pinch hits for Billy Hatcher. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Meadows hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Innes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Louis Meadows now playing left field. Eric Yelding now playing shortstop. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miller is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Magadan is 0-3 in the game. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffries moves to second. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Jeff Innes. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Magadan moves to second. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Teufel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sasser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sasser strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 10, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.